Ricardo Martinez Zambrano. I work with Citrafruit. I'm responsible for sales for North America.
What percentage of the production is oranges in Mexico?
Well, currently we estimate it is approximately 56% of the production, total production. The reality is that there is no official source in Mexico that does the estimations. So most of the information we have is based on our area of influence, which is in the east of Mexico. Now this area has, in our estimate, about 80% of all production of citrus, with the exception of the Mexican key lime, where it is focused mostly in Michoacán and Colima on the west coast. But we have some numbers that we can estimate.
Okay. So for oranges, what would you estimate is the amount that goes into processing and what's grown for fresh? And can you also mention organic production?
Okay, so processing versus fresh is really dependent on a year-to-year basis. And it has to do with the crop size and with the futures prices, an opportunity for processors to access that fruit. But if we look at the history, in the past 5 years, we've had anywhere between a 55 and 60% of the fruit going to the processing.
You mentioned that organic production is something that's fairly common, but the challenge is getting it certified.
That's correct. A lot of our growers are very small growers, and they don't tend to the land as a professional grower would. That has the benefit of actually making the grove organic in its natural sense. However, we have to certify that that's actually the case. And being able to certify, you know, hundreds of growers that have small plots gets complicated.
Let's talk about Italian lemon production. How much is currently being grown according to your estimates, and what are some of the challenges with that?
Italian lemon is grown mostly in the northeast, in the state of Tamaulipas. Our best estimates are productions around 120,000 tons of fruit if we have the correct conditions. Past year, we were affected by a drought and then Hurricane Katia. This year, we had a freeze at the beginning of the year. So our best estimates for this year range anywhere between 70 and 100,000 tons.
And another crop you mentioned was the Persian lime. And I believe you said that that's approximately half and half as far as for the processed market and the fresh market. What have the growing conditions been like for that? And do you expect future increases in production?
Well, conditions have been great for the Persian lime. The Persian lime is grown mostly in Veracruz, and we're seeing a lot of new developments. So we expect a consistent growth in the next few years for this crop. And you're right. We still see a 50-50 split between processing and fresh fruit. We see growth both on the juice side and on the fresh side.
Any other final comments you wanted to make on citrus growing in Mexico?
We're very excited about the potential that we currently have. Mexico has great soil and great weather to grow citrus, and if market allows, we hope that we can continue growing.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.